Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. The Barstool Store tonight. The haters gonna want to fight, 'cause you'll be looking right. Hey, baby, come on. Got hoodies, jackets, tees, even got some pool floaties. So now it's time to click and put in that code. I know that you want all our clothes, it ain't no lie. 15% off with that code, bitches, bye, bye, bye. I don't want to be a fool for you, so use the code HIHATERS and you'll save more too. Type HIHATERS and you'll look so fly, baby, bye, bye, bye.
Hi, Hira. How you doing? Long time no see. Yeah.
Hi, Hira. How you doing? I know that you're hating on me. The more that you hate on me, the more that I'll do my thing. Hi, Hira. How you doing? I know that you're hating on me. The more that you hate on me, the more that I'll do my thing. Hi, Hira.
Well, Kate, to another edition of High Haters, and I don't know about you, but I have been doing a lot of World Cup watching. I've been enjoying the World Cup because I think the idea of going to all these places and seeing it, you see like the best of each culture at the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Colombians going nuts, basically having pictures in the street where they're throwing what looks like cocaine everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's so great. Big. The all-star, like the god of Argentina, like having cocaine all over his wall. Then the Russians look super angry when they lose. I think the Russians look angry. I feel like the World Cup is an example of the best that each country has to offer. It is their true definition of themselves.
I love it too. You do see some of the negative stuff. Like I've done a couple blogs recently about like lady reporters getting like hit on by guys while they're trying to report and blah, blah, blah. But I also, there's so many good stories coming out of it too. After the Mexico loss this afternoon, I saw they found a fan from South Korea. And even though they had just lost, since South Korea is doing well, they lifted him up in the air and they're cheering for him. And they got this whole party going around this one like South Korean dude who's just there by himself, and just good vibes, like a lot of good vibes and cool stuff. And it's fun to see everybody representing their colors.
And I wish that sports had, even in America, I wish we had like a lower key version of that, like a amateur version of like the World Series or of the World Cup, where you could see a true celebration of a city, of how they respond and act, because I think you would see that. And it would be fun to have even neighborhoods in New York, like Times Square, where you were last night. You have people basically at any time in Times Square humping themselves, like taking a shit. It's New York in a nutshell in Times Square.
Oh, yeah. I walked up after High Haters last night on SiriusXM. I always like to go for a walk or something before I go to bed, stretch my legs. So I'm like, I'll just walk up to Times Square.
And for me, the old man and me, every time I see you do that, whenever I wake up in the morning, because as soon as I turn off my little XM box in my house, I like turn everything off as fast as I can. We sign off at 10:57:30. Usually by like 11:02, I have my teeth brushed and I'm in bed. And I saw you one night, you posted like looking at beers, and I'm like, she went out this late? Goodness gracious, it's midnight. What is she doing?
That was two nights ago where I just went for a Guinness and to write some jokes because I want to start doing open mics, comedy, stand-up open mics up here again. I'm like, oh, I'll go write some jokes and grab a beer. And it was this old wooden bar. One of my friends actually told me, it looks like you're in the bottom of a slave ship. Like it was dark. It was just wood. And all of a sudden, these roaches started crawling out from the wood. And I was like only half a Guinness in. I tried to take another sip of my Guinness afterward and I couldn't. I was like dry heaving and I just put the beer on the bar.
But that's got to be like what you want as a comedian, because I feel like you would get down to the bottom of grimy and that's where you have like your best thoughts. Like if you're a rapper, you want to hang out in like a trap house. If you're a comedian, you want to be close to everything art-wise, whether it's music or whether it's comedy, comes out better from grime.
Oh, absolutely. And just like the people watching around you, which again, at Times Square last night did not disappoint. You had the naked ladies walking around. So many selfie sticks. They actually have now wooden boards that are on a slant, almost like those medieval like stretching racks that you can lay on now so that you can get a better selfie angle of yourself if you don't have a stick. I think that's what they're for. I wasn't even quite sure. But just so many couples, so many drunk teens underage drinking at the little tables. It was just, it is like, and it's by the time I was up there, it was almost 1 in the morning. There were so many like toddlers running around and kids running around. Like, there's no bedtime in Times Square. It's like a
I don't get
bizarre.
that at all. Like, I stayed across the street from the Empire State Building on one of my trips to New York, and I was shocked at how many people were like waiting to go on the tour at like 2 a.m. Like, what the
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
are you doing, man? Like, what are you doing with your life that you're not in bed right now?
It's maybe because it's so bright up there, it looks like daytime. But have you ever been on a trip with like, or if people came to where your town is, like the what's the touristy spot that you know to avoid, but that everybody goes crazy over?
Like the Riverwalk, for example, here. When people
Yeah.
go, like whenever everybody from Barstool came down for the rundown for the Final Four, everybody wanted to go to the Riverwalk. That's such like a tourist thing. It's like the San Antonio version of Times Square.
Yep. That's in Philly. It's the Liberty Bell. I never, whenever people visit and they're like, oh, can you take us to the Liberty Bell? I'm like, son of a bitch.
I'm
Like,
that way with the
really?
Alamo too. I'm like, God damn it,
Yeah.
it's like a center block building with a couple guns inside. It's not that fucking cool.
Yeah. I always try to redirect when people come to New York. I'm like, why don't we go to the High Line instead on off hours? Why don't we do something different? But it almost makes me wish I had a city hack to divert them. And speaking of hacks,
There you
smoothest
go. A
segue
little
ever.
smooth segue.
It's a work in progress,
Oh,
everyone.
goodness gracious.
I have to bomb once a podcast. That's like a new rule. But there's this writer named Jesse McGuire who built a collection of the worst life hacks. And before getting into that, do you know what a life hack is, chaps?
I do.
Yeah, it's like a little technique or small adaptation to make your everyday life easier. So, like an example would be cleaning out an old ketchup bottle and putting your pancake mix in there.
That
So in
one
the
is
morning,
very good too.
it is, because that way you can just keep it if
And
you
there's
just can
certain ones
make.
that you see like life hacks like that one. It's so simple and you're like, how the fuck did I not think of to do that? Something so easy. Because to
Yep.
me, when I see an old ketchup bottle, there's not a chance in hell I fucking clean that thing out. No
No.
chance. I'm just
Nope.
tossing it, moving it along. There's probably a million things you could do just with a ketchup bottle.
Probably is. There's probably a Pinterest page dedicated to things you can do with a ketchup bottle. But like others were like, take your old soda cans, cut off the top with an X-Acto knife, and then slide your beer cans in there, and now you can drink in public.
That's
Nobody's going to
like the
second.
best one for college.
That's great for college. It's great for the beach because a lot of beaches don't let you drink. Just have a soda can on hand. This one I thought was cute. Like if you have a little kid who just got out of bed, but they're still like you're afraid they're going to fall out of bed. Put pool noodles under the fitted sheets to make like a barrier so that they won't fall out.
I know 100% there's a Pinterest page completely dedicated to pool noodles because when I had a boat last year, remember on ZBT, I told you I had a boat.
Yeah.
Well, whenever you're on a boat with a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old, they have to shit and piss all the time because they're constantly drinking Capri Suns. They're going through all their different stuff. So I cut a pool noodle and cut like right down the middle to where like the connector to the hole where it would s basically snap on to a 5-gallon bucket
Yeah.
and put a trash bag inside the bucket, then the pool noodle on top of that. And then put kitty litter inside so my daughter could shit in it, basically like a wag bag thing. I made a toilet out of that. It was like a
That's like
$3 toilet.
the Rolls Royce of life hack toilets.
It
You
was.
even thought to make their cheeks nice and comfy with a
Yeah,
little
because
pool
she wouldn't sit
noodle.
on the little edge, but I could like hover her up there where she could sit on it. It was nice. It worked out great.
That's brilliant. After crabbing down the Jersey Shore last week, I could have used that. But so this writer, though, Jessie McGuire, she also found, and as soon as I saw her thread, I was a huge Cosmopolitan reader growing up, that Cosmo magazine that has like the worst advice for women in there. And they always have like a life hack section. And she found in a ton of old women's magazines these like terrible life hacks of things that actual like women sent in. They're like, you can do this instead of this. Like, use tea bags to make hand warmers. Put one in a sandwich bag and tie it shut. Like, that one's not too crazy, but who would really do that? Or use are if you have a Halloween party coming up, take some tampons and spread them out, put googly eyes on them and hang them in the trees. Like, no, nobody's going to do that. And then I saw one that I actually had a comedy bit about, and I saw her post it too. If you're hosting a dinner party and don't have a lot of cash, make alternative after dinner mints. Simply freeze a tube of toothpaste and then cut it open and slice the contents into wafers for your guests. And that somebody actually sent that in with a photo at their parties, and that's something they do. And their guests think it's mints, but it's just their frozen toothpaste.
But why would you even need mints, though? Like, why is it that important to serve mints? Like, if I imagine any, maybe you just have fancy ass friends. If any of my friends came over and I was like, hey, dude, I hope you enjoyed the brisket. Here is an after dinner mint. They would be like, what the fuck, dude?
Right. Nobody does mints anymore. I have no idea. And I don't know. I can't see anyone actually doing that. Like, another was, if you don't have big hips, for like a fashion tip, take those big like period pads, like the heavy duty night ones that are like
when
the size of
super heavy flow.
Yeah, and put them on the outside of your underwear where your hips are, and then put it over your jeans. So like, give yourself fake hips with pads. Like, this is like ridiculous stuff. But
that's always like the same thing. The old trope of stuffing your bra, for example, where eventually, if you're the person that you're trying to impress, is going to see that you have a couple of dress socks like shoved up your shirt.
Fun story about that. When I was in sixth grade, Brian Seymour, it was April Fool's, and he said, hey, everybody, Kate has boobs, April Fool's, because I was super flat. Oh. And so then I started putting a single flat Hane or single flat sock inside my bra. Aww. Like, I didn't even roll it up. I just like put a flat misshapen sock inside my bra, hoping it would give me that.
I'm
like,
not flat. I got the smallest tit ever. Yeah, and it's tit, and I love it.
I have this beautiful L-shaped tit. This beautiful small L-shaped tit. So that was my sixth
Why
grade life hack.
Why does your tit have a gold toe, Kate?
Why does your tit smell? Like, yeah, so that I really owned them with that one. But have you ever done any hacks? Do you do any hacks?
Yeah, I do a hack with like my shop vac. I'm a huge shop vac guy. If I can use that for anything I do, like I use that to clean my barbecue grill with. I like to get the ashes out of that. It makes it super easy. I blow up my blow-up pool with my shop vac. I also, even today, I had to take my dog, Gussie Boy, to the vet. And because I was worried that he had like cancer or something, he's been really lethargic like the last couple weeks as he's been moving around really slow.
Oh,
and
no.
So I had to do like they wanted to do a urine test on him. So I took one of the old wire hangers and made it around a cup. Like I had got a mason jar with the little lip, use a wire hanger that I got from the dry cleaner and put it around that. So whenever he was going to take a piss, I didn't have to get right down on it. Gave him his privacy. And just use that to grab it as like a little claw. So
yeah.
He's grabbing his piss like that. So I've done that one before. And we've done the cold brew. Whenever you don't have time to make cold coffee, we, instead of watering it down with ice the day's coffee before, we'll put that in freezer tray at night and then use cold coffee to cool down the hot coffee. So you're not having watered down coffee.
That's one that once I heard about, I'm like, how have I never thought of this? Because I love iced coffee and I'm always like, well, shit, I'm watering it down with like these shitty ice cubes. Why didn't I do that before?
Oh, and the hack, one of the best ones for sure, is taking a wet paper towel and wrapping it around a warm beer and putting it in the freezer, and it cools like twice as fast.
Wait, what? So you do what?
So if you have warm beer, like if you get it from the aisle and not the cooler at the gas station or at the grocery store, if you take wet paper towel and you wrap it around the beer and then stick it in the freezer, you'll have a cold beer in like 10 minutes. You don't have to wait the whole time.
What? And it works. Just saved my summer.
And it works with like Chardonnay, it works with rosé, it works for whatever, because something about it just makes it cold really, really fast.
Any scientists out there listening, please explain, please tell us how.
Yeah, I've those whenever you come across one of those types of things, like, Kate, explain it to me like I'm 5, why snakes don't like mothballs.
Because the mothballs are too chewy for them.
That's See, it just makes no sense. Like, why some of these things work, you never know. Why don't mice like cedar chips? I don't know.
Wait, Here's a question. You brought this up the other day. We had a caller on our Sirius show who had his spleen removed. And you said, have you noticed that dogs don't like you now? I've never heard that before in my life. So dogs don't like people who don't have spleens?
No, like if you don't have, it's one of the first questions. So, you know, as a Marine, like whenever you're going to go be a dog handler or something like that, you have to pass a board. The very first question for any canine handler is, do you have a spleen? If you don't have a spleen, you immediately get kicked out because dogs are much more likely to not like you because you don't have a spleen.
But but no one knows why.
No one knows why. It's just a thing. They just can tell.
Holy shit. Who knew?
Not me.
Yeah.
Not till there's I was a like lot 25.
But going through too, like as you're saying that, the thing popped up for me again. Ladies, keep a potato in your bag and then snap bits off and rub it on the soles of your shoes so you don't slip.
See,
like I can't.
How do you get to that point where you're like, you know what? My shoes are kind of slippery. I do have this potato. Like the first people who try it out for weirdo things like that are pretty wild.
Yeah. And like, I can't imagine being at a bar and being like, excuse me real quick while I pull this potato out and rub it on my shoe. Like, I don't know. I just looking at all these. One that I did do, though, says if you're in a rush and you can't find a belt for your jeans, take an old bit of string and tie it around just two of the belt holes, like belt loops. Mm-hmm. I actually, when I used to work concessions down in Philly, I lost a bunch of weight and my work pants didn't fit me anymore, but I didn't want to pay for new ones. So I would just take Saran wrap and I would just like tie it real tight around two of the back loops of my belt and keep my pants up that way. So, hey, if you're broke, like me, you can use Saran wrap to keep your pants up. It's really, really fancy.
I have definitely done one where you take, if you get too chubby and your zipper won't stay up. Have you ever gotten that way? Like, you know, like you're not too fat for it to button, but you're a little bit too chubby where your zipper constantly keeps going down.
I'm there right now.
So if you take the little keychain ring and you put it through the little hole in your zipper and you wrap that over the button, it'll stay up and nobody even knows any difference.
Wow. See, none of these. Now I'm going to have to use a bunch of these. I loved my dad had one at Christmas time. We had this big stick that came with our basketball court so that you could lift up the net, you know, like raise it and lower it. Mm-hmm. And he put a hanger on the end in like a U shape. He bent it into a U shape, duct taped that on there. And at Christmas time, he would use that to put the lights up high in the tree so he didn't have to use a ladder.
That seems like that's a great idea.
Yeah, I always told him to patent it. We could have a good Christmas tree stick, but I don't know.
Did you ever see your grandma or grandpa's feet? There's old man feet are the worst. Something about like the end of their toes, like their toenails start to get yellow and brown and really nasty. My grandmother had an old wives' tale that she swore worked. So what she would do is that she would take licorice, like red licorice or black licorice, and she would grind it up in like the blender to almost like a fine dust. Then she would add like a teaspoon or a tablespoon of petroleum jelly to that, and she would rub it on her feet as like a paste, and she said that it made her smell really good, and that it would take away some of the calluses because it's like gritty and grimy too.
Oh, God. I have a question. I'm sure you loved your grandparents very much. If they were like, I can't reach today, chaps, can you do it for me? Would you rub that licorice in there?
I would, but my wife definitely would because she rubbed her mom's. She believes in natural oil so much, like one of the essential oil nutcases. And whenever my mother-in-law had insane and vicious, unrelenting diarrhea over Christmas break, my wife had to rub her belly button with tea tree oil.
Oh, and no.
When my wife went up there to rub her belly, my mother-in-law was naked from the top up. And she was like, why are you naked from the top up? And she was like, well, I don't want to get any tea tree oil on there. So my wife said she was like rubbing the oil on her mom when she could like see her tits.
Oh, God. That's love. That's love right there.
Yeah.
I don't, we, my, mom's mom was like the most fabulous. Loved her to death. She was so intelligent, so fashionable. But I, my mom and I missed that fashion boat. Like neither of us. I wear like the same t-shirt and jeans every day. but she always had high heels on. And as she got older, her feet actually took the permanent shape of like that point in the front. Like her feet became shaped like high heels.
Well, that was
much.
The thing that they used to do in China too, is that they would do feet molding and like make their feet as small as they absolutely could because they thought it meant you're a petite and dainty woman. They thought it was attractive.
Oh yeah, the foot binding. Mm-hmm. And then on the opposite end of my family, a bunch of my uncles, we call them Frito-Lay's toenails.
Ugh.
It's just, yeah, it is not a pretty sight.
Look like Lloyd Christmas.
Yep, Lloyd Christmas feet. It's bad news. So maybe I need to get some licorice chopped up, get in there and just help them fix it. I don't know. But yeah, no, hard pass. Hard
well,
pass.
Don't ever say you didn't even learn anything on the High Haters podcast because we just brought you licorice knowledge. We gave you some life hacks and we gave you some tourist goofing. Don't go to the fucking Alamo. Don't go to the Riverwalk and stay the fuck out of Times Square and don't go to the Liberty Bell.
Just stay home. Yeah, honestly, stay home. That's our advice to you. Don't go anywhere.
Just stay home. Oh, before we leave, I have a question for you.
Go on.
Hypothetical. Because I was wondering, do you think it's possible to eat just the right amount of food where your body won't waste any of it? Like if you could make a perfect diet where you have just the right amount of nutrients, where there'll be no waste and you'll never have to shit.
No waste where you'll never have to shit?
Yeah, like if you ate just the right amount. So if you knew each day, like, okay, so I burned through 148 calories today. I need to figure out what I can eat, the perfect amount, 148 calories, where I don't shit. Just the perfect in, perfect out, no waste at all.
That would be amazing. Do I think it's possible? I mean, it has to be, right?
I think we should work at it. But but if you went to the doctor and you told them they were doing that, they would say you're dangerous. If you actually nailed it, the medical community would marvel at you because they don't want you to know. Yeah, they don't want you to know that.
You put them out of business. Let's have a competition so you can get their diet. First one to go 2 months without taking a dump wins.
All right. Just a friendly wager. Nothing on the table. No money. Just a friendly wager.
Okay.
No,
I'm going to say
I'd be out.
Celery, I heard, is a huge because you don't. I heard you burn more calories eating it than and
not
like
true,
digesting
by
it.
The way.
No?
No.
Ah, crap.
Yeah.
Well, there goes really. My big celery diet.
You will be crapping if you eat celery.
Oh, well, I also heard the strings in celery like clean you out. Like it's like swallowing a bunch of dental floss that goes through your intestines and cleans you out.
I think that would be bad to swallow a bunch of dental floss.
My whole diet's falling apart. My dental floss
like
and celery.
I don't feel like that'd be a good thing, Kate.
Fuck.
Just, what are you doing? Just eating a bunch of dental floss. So what I think it'll happen a bit. So basically like your poop would be like salmon in an Alaska river. You're just like dragging it all downstream.
Pretty much. Make a net. Poop out a net. Catch my next meal. It would be totally. And that brings me to another question. What if I just went on a liquid diet?
Whenever those juicing documentaries were like really in the forefront, I bought a juicer. I ate so much apple juice. I was so angry all the time because I was just hungry. Juice diet. For the fucking birds. No, thank you.
But do you still poop?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Because you drink much juice. I mean, think about any time you've ever drank a big thing of apple juice.
Yeah, that's that coffee and a cigarette are my go-to if I have to.
At the same time, just mix them all together.
Yeah, I like legit don't drink apple juice unless I know I'm near a toilet. Like that's all right. So I think we're figuring it out. Well, no apple juice is on our list. No celery, but we'll sort it out. I'll get back to you in 2 months. I'm going to start holding it in now.
All right. It's Thursday now. We'll get back to you guys on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye, haters.